He spent months pondering scenarios and talking to experts. It wasn't hard to find liberals who saw Trump as a dangerous dictator. But Podorzer was careful to steer clear of hysteria. What he wanted to know was not how American democracy was dying, but how it might be kept alive. The chief difference between the U.S. and countries that lost their grip on democracy, he concluded, was that Americans' decentralized election system couldn't be rigged in one fell swoop. That presented an opportunity to shore it up. On March 3rd, Podorzer drafted a three-page confidential memo titled Threats to the 2020 Election. Trump has made it clear that this will not be a fair election and that he will reject anything but his own re-election as fake and rigged, he wrote. On November 3rd, should the media report otherwise, he will use the right-wing information system to establish his narrative and incite his supporters to protest. The memo laid out four categories of challenges: attacks on voters, attacks on election administration, attacks on Trump's political opponents, and efforts to reverse the results of the election. Then COVID-19 erupted at the height of the primary election season. Normal methods of voting were no longer safe for voters or the mostly elderly volunteers who normally staff polling places. But political disagreements, intensified by Trump's crusade against mail voting, prevented some states from making it easier to vote absentee and for jurisdictions to count those votes in a timely manner. Chaos ensued. Ohio shut down in-person voting for its primary, leading to a minuscule turnout. A poll worker shortage in Milwaukee, where Wisconsin's heavily Democratic black population is concentrated, left just five open polling places, down from 182. In New York, vote counting took more than a month. Suddenly, the potential for a November meltdown was obvious. In his apartment in D.C. suburbs, Podorzer began working from his laptop at his kitchen table, holding back-to-back Zoom meetings for hours a day with his network of contacts across the progressive universe, the labor movement, the institutional left, like Planned Parenthood and Greenpeace, resistance groups like Indivisible and Move On, progressive data geeks and strategists, representatives of donors and foundations, state-level grassroots organizers, racial justice activists, and others.